All right, everyone. Very quickly, I am doing a short bit of City of Broken Dreamers. It won't be that long. DP is out. He had some stuff he had to do, so he had to be home early. And I am getting, and I'm doing this by myself. I haven't had that much sleep. Let's go ahead and get it done. Okay, just go in, fight a giant killing machine, get the girl, then get out. I've made it through worse missions than this. Hell, I've stared down Meredith in her office. This should be cake by comparison. I am so fucked. Under your breath, Sam, do you have eyes on the target? I am now in the exterior camera feeds. And? Streets are clear. No unusual motion detected inside. IR is masked. Alright, if anything changes, let me know immediately. Static comes over the comm. Sam, can you read me? Great, no backup, no AI. Don't even have Sonya watching my six. Shit, $10 says she is on her way right now. Fine, Grim, let's do this. Good find, Sonya. Though I can't reach Sam out here, no way I can cut. Though if I can't reach Sam out here, no way I can down there. Fuck it, I can't waste any more time. The hum of the machinery drowns out your already soft steps. Let's see what you have in store for me, big guy. How do you even find a place like this? I can see the ad now. Building for lease. Late 20th century construction. No net access. Horrible location. A bit of a fixer-upper. Also, a giant fucking fortress. Rent negotiable. If you act now, we'll throw in a hidden utility basement for all your murder needs. Okay, focus, Grim. No telling what he has planned. Easy does it. Now your little present was just up here. May just be useful to me. Thank you, Victoria. Could make use of this. Easy does it. Note to self. Get something like Sonya's K. Be useful in times like this. Phew, alright. One down. Hopefully zero to go. Now let's check upstairs. The beating drums of pumps and machinery fade as you make your ascent up the stairs. Where are you? Well, speak of the devil. Wait, was he waiting for me? Did I trip some alarm? I can't risk it. I have to take him out. I can make it quick and I'll barely feel a thing. Sorry, pal, but I know exactly what you'll do to me if I don't do this. Let's see how tough those eyes of yours are. With a light throw, the flashbang lands right next to his feet. The pop of the flashbang goes off, and a blinding light fills the stairwell. Ah, what the? As the barrage hits Henry, he smashes through the doorway. Ah! Fuck, did I get him? Where the hell did you go? How the hell did something that big vanish? If I don't have to kill you, I won't. But I need to find Gloria. I know it sounds cliche, but it's for your own good. We want to help her. Help her, my ass! Grunts as the door slams into his side. Ouch. Arr, you believe that? You won't touch her. Ah, not today. Your kind just can't leave us alone, can you? Wake up, ghost. I have questions for you. The beast of a man lifts you off the ground effortlessly with one hand. Now wake up! Where are the others? I said, where are the others? I'm announced to Henry. You slowly slip your knife from its sheath. Tell me. Work alone! Ah! In a rage, get back here! No, get back here! Grim, you stupid, cocky son of a bitch. Don't make me kill you. I think we're past that now. Damn, I have to get this girl and just run. I can't fight this guy. Losing breath, you barrel towards the door. Then with a sudden crash, you burst through it. Trying to catch your breath. Damn it, where is she? You did well surviving this long, ghost, but this ends now. It may be too late, but I found you. I'm sorry, but it's too late for you. You've seen too much. I'll make it quick and painless. I'm not done yet. You scramble towards the couch. Henry's heavy footsteps follow you. It's over, you've lost, and those who come after you will lose as well. I won't go down without a fight. You fought and you lost. Not yet. Shit! You love the EMP just over the giant's head. Then a quick flash erupts just behind him. In a crash, he collapses to the floor. Catching your breath, sorry, big guy. But it was you or me. You did good, but I need to find her. You want to find me after you wake up? Go ahead. No, please! Gloria? You have to stop. No. Need to stop. Right. Now! You feel a rush of air and then pressure as you and Henry are flung across the room. Gloria stares in disbelief. I... What the fuck? What the fuck? Gloria, no, Gloria! The young girl began seizing on the floor. No, come on, little one, don't do this. What's wrong with her? How should I know? This is all your fault. Shit, this doesn't look good. Gloria, I have an idea. Stay away from her. I know someone who can help her. Help her, you're not taking her to some court where they can experiment on her. No court, I promise you. Why should I trust you? Listen, I have a friend, she can help her, but not if you're fighting me the whole way. If anything happens to her, you'll kill me, I get it. Neither of us wants that. Now come on, soldier, my ride is just outside. Chapter 4, Battered and Broken. A short while later, back at Dr. Hamilton's. Doc, are you here? Is it getting worse? I think it's getting worse. Grim, what's going on? What's going on is you need to help her now. Put her on the bed. Jesus H. Christ, Grim, who is... Katie, just help her. Is she on something? It'll be okay, Gloria, you hear me? Quick, heavy breathing. Big guy, is she on something? Gloria, please. Damn it, out of the way. Ugh. Look, Buster, you want me to help her? I need you to be straight with me. Just help her. Is she on something? Take... in a deep breath. I've had enough of... Enough of what, big guy? You're freaking out, I get it, but you're not my problem right now. She is. This is what I do. If I can save her, I will. But only if you tell me what I need to know. Now sit your giant ass in the corner and let me do my damn job. She's not on anything. Thank you. I'm sorry. That's okay. Now please just sit down. Holy cow, he's enormous. Just try not to think about it. As for you, either help me or get out of my way. Is there anything I can do to help? Yeah, hold her down. She isn't seizing badly, but that can change. Like this? That's too hard. Don't restrict her movement. The main thing is don't let her fall off the table. Better. Continues to breathe rapidly. Okay, good. Now, sweetheart, let's see what's wrong. Alexis kicked her out for that? That's nothing. Do you know if this happened before? How should I know? I don't think he does either. Shit, has she been living like this since her dad kicked her out? That guy's not her dad? No, her dad's a dick. Huh, well the big guy could have fooled me. Just a little prick, sweetie. You won't feel a thing. There you go. Just relax. Breathing starts to slow down. Now let's see what's happening with you, sweetheart. So what are you picking up? I don't think she's in any immediate danger. The sedative is doing its job. If it's a typical seizure, it should pass. Wait, what in the name of... The device shatters. Jesus, Katie, you okay? What the fuck just happened? Her EEG spiked and then, Grim, I've never, did she just do that? Breathing calms to a normal pace. After what I witnessed, no doubt. My God, the men in the morgue. Do you think that was her? I don't think she meant to do it, but I believe so. No wonder they have remarked as dangerous. Yeah. Jesus, okay, let us slow down a little here. Her health is my main concern right now, and it looks like the seizure has passed. I'll keep the monitors on her, but right now her vitals are pretty normal. Thanks, Doc. Don't thank me yet. First, I need to talk to the big guy, and after that, we need to have a little chat upstairs. Your friend's gonna be alright. Thank you, and I'm sorry about how I acted. If I scared you... Hey, on a scale of 1 to 10, you were only a 9.5. I've dealt with scared parents before. I understand. I was expecting to patch you up, not her. I'll be fine. Somehow. He can certainly put up a fight, I'll give him that. Likewise. Is this a guy thing? Because I heard you two were gonna kill each other. Sorry to disappoint, though Mr. Gibson may still try to kill me, so that may give you something to do in the near future. Very funny. Yeah, we'll be fine, I think, for now. Now, for the girl, it's Gloria, right? Yeah. I have the clinic's AI running tests on her, but it's going to take all night before I can give you more information. Thank you. Can I stay down here with Gloria? I don't see why not. Now, as for you, we need to talk. Follow me. You have to climb up, taking the old-fashioned girl thing pretty far, aren't you? Well, I need to. I don't trust Gus with the elevator. Gus? My AI. He's barely functional with non-medical tasks as is, when he's actually running tests. Basic tests are low priority, that it? And getting stuck in an elevator is a nightmare I don't want, thank you very much. Wait, are you claustrophobic? Then what about... Can we not talk about this? Cozy. Small, but cozy. It's all I need. The important stuff is downstairs. So, cards on the table, Grim. Why did you bring her here? Maynard could have fixed her up probably better than I could. But better? Doubt that. Thank you, and you're dodging the question. What she did to your scanner, that was child's play compared to what I saw her do. Care for GDS my ass. So what now? I won't take her to Baynard. Not yet, at least. So keep her here. Absolutely not. Look, that seizure clearly has something to do with her powers. There's no guarantee it won't happen again. If I can figure out how it works. Katie, you don't trust me with her? Of course I trust you, but this is dangerous. I'm not going to let you get involved in this. It looks like I already am. Just for tonight, and that's because you're the best doctor I know. I don't want to see you get hurt. I don't want to see me get hurt any more than you. Trust me, but it's my call. Katie, what about Baynard, Grim? They're going to be wondering where you went. Let me worry about Baynard. So, you are still thinking of bringing her in? My gut says no, it's wrong. My brain screams, yes, you fool. Well, your brain's an asshole. Yeah, it is. Look, Grim, you look like you could get some sleep. Could use some sleep. Yeah, you're right, I could. You can take the chair if you want. It's more comfy than it looks. Thanks, Doc. You're probably right. Okay, Gus, turn off the lights. Whatever happened to a simple light switch? Gus, turn off the lights! Processing. Lights off. You might want to upgrade that. You know I have some old phones from the 20s in a box back home. They can't be worse. Don't you start. You try doing high-end work with a decade-old AI and you tell me how it goes. Do you need a blanket or anything? Nah, Doc, I'm good. Okay, get some sleep. With the beating you took, you need it. Night. Did she fall asleep that fast? Shit, now what? Should check on our guests to see how they're doing. Well, Gus, seeing you handle the lights is the latter for me. You sleep tight, Gloria Connor. She hasn't moved much. Still as a mouse, peaceful. She's sleeping better than she has since. She's doing well. That's good. Hey, can I ask you a question? I'm not stopping you. Why didn't you try to run? She seems stable. Yeah, she does, but I didn't want to risk it. And well, if you tried something now, I learned a lot about you in our last fight. Might not go down the same way. I could have called backup. You haven't. How would you know that? It's a feeling I get. Perks of the Augment program. That's a handy thing to have. Sure, it sounds nice until you have a middle schooler who can't stop talking on the phone all the time. You had a rough life, Gibson. Yeah, she's worth it. Grunts and pain. Hey, you alright? I'm fine. That thing on the back of your neck. Don't miss a thing, do you? Yeah, no point in hiding it. Let me grab you something for the pain. It'll pass. The muscles in his body relax as his breathing becomes normal. Draws in a deep breath. So anything else, or can you let an old man get some sleep? I did some research on your limiter. I know some of the basics. Comm suppression, tactical maps, how it helps you in battle. Anything else? At this point, it's a crutch. Most of its features are either outdated or stopped working. Like what? You like to pry, don't you? HUD display, that doesn't work anymore. I like that one. If you feel it's a hindrance, why not get it removed? Half the time I wish I could, but it's more than a crutch. It's a reminder. Everyone has forgotten what happened in the war. We still talk about it all the time. Bad choice of words. To forget, you would have to know it in the first place. Anyway, the point is moot. Yeah, but... That's enough for tonight, Ghost. So you two are pretty close? Look, I made a promise to Gloria's father that I would keep her safe. I don't plan to break it. No offense, but I met him. Alexis Connor doesn't seem like someone you bother keeping a promise to. He wasn't always that way. He was a decent man before. The fact that he hired me when others would shun us vets showed me the person he was. I believe people are who they are, and he was always a prick. He just hadn't had the chance to show it. Interesting view. What does that say about people like us? Nothing good. Death of his wife might have broken him, or maybe you were right. Either way, put Gloria in my life, and I will always owe him for that. And then he kicked you both to the curb. He did it when I was on vacation. Smart bastard to do it then. I came back. No job, no Gloria. I thought that was it. I felt like the world was telling me it was time to go. The nightmares. No one needed me. Checking up on Gloria gave me purpose, a reason to keep going, when most of the others just... A 16-year-old girl living on her own, finding a job, finding a place to live. She did it all on her own. Hell of a girl. Yeah, I was proud of her. I helped from afar when I was able. I just wanted her to be happy and forget the past. She didn't need me around, and she thought I was dead anyway. And what about her powers? That's what got her kicked out. I don't know how long she had them. She hid them from everyone. You never caught on? Eventually, but I never let on that I knew. It was basic stuff. I saw her move a glass once, but that was the most of it. She always had her ears, too. You worried she might become dangerous? No. Does she look dangerous to you? No, she doesn't, but as I've been learning, looks can be deceiving. That incident wasn't her fault. It... Incident? We're done here, all right? Anything else? Nah, we're good. You rest. I'd rather you be up when Gloria wakes, a familiar face and all. See you in the morning, ghost. So if I strap a note to a pigeon asking all my buddies to come over, will you know? Maybe. You want to risk it? Morse code it is then. Now get some sleep. Well, Doc, I see how you keep your figure. Just taking a look around, Katie. Never mind me. Huh, photo and an old data pad. Must be your mom. You don't look so impressed. You can tell she loves you, though. It's probably why you kept it. Now, why are you saving some old data pad like this? Upon turning it on, it loads where it last turned off. Two archive messages. This is private. Play the first message. After a second, a male voice begins to speak. Hey kiddo, sorry we couldn't get down to see you. You have no idea how proud I am of you. Soon I can say my daughter is a doctor. Katie, believe me, it won't stop. Yeah, your mom is proud too, don't worry. Oh, stop it, your dad is being his usual self. I miss you so much. We'll get down next month, I promise. Keep studying hard, baby, I love you. I love you. They sound nice, Katie, I envy you. Now look for the second message. After a second, Katie's father begins to speak. Hey kiddo, I heard what happened at the hospital. You know, screw them. What you did was right. Insurance or not, they needed help. I'm proud of you. I truly am. You have a heart of gold, just like your mother. I wanted to let you know that. If you want to come home... The recording abruptly ends, followed by static. Katie? Katie, who are you? I shouldn't have gone through your things. I'm sorry. Grim, you're in the shit now. What the fuck am I even doing? Sonya's gonna kill me. Maybe literally this time. Well, I made my choice. Now I have to live with it. A sharp pain rips through your back, waking you up. Ugh. Shit, Henry did a number on me. You shift around and let out a groan as your back throbs. Grim, what's wrong? Didn't mean to wake you, Doc. Well, I'm up, so what is it? Just a little sore from the night, from the fight. I'll be fine. Are you sure? Positive. Just get some sleep, Katie. Okay, I'm here if you need me. Katie lies back down and is asleep in a second. You soon fall asleep yourself. The next morning at Baynard Industries. The falling water of the shower dances across the floor. Victoria humming to herself. Slowly exhales as the water pours over her. Victoria? Yes, ma'am? Where is our agent Victoria? I expected him as of this morning. As did I. You had one job, Victoria. Please don't make me regret putting you on it. Be such a waste. I won't let you down, ma'am. Hey, Grim, wake up. Time to get up. You have some guests downstairs in my office where you dropped them unannounced. Right, sorry. I'm just somewhat cranky this morning. Don't apologize. I'm glad you brought her here. Don't be too glad. Who knows what kind of trouble I dropped on you. Trouble or not, better me than some court getting their hands on her. Well, I know of two women that want her bad. Excuse me. I know of two that want her that... Yeah, I know of two that want her bad. Gotcha. Either way, you shouldn't leave them alone down here. So go see if the trank is worn off on the girl. And let me get dressed in peace. Okay, I'll meet you down there. Ugh. I feel like hell. Wait, where am I? Henry? Henry, where are we? What's going on? What is this place? Are you okay? God, did I... Gloria, calm down. It's all right. That man, he was going to hurt you. You stopped him. I'm fine. But where are we? Did he take us in? Just calm down, princess. He may have saved your life. What? After the fight, you passed out and we came here. But where is here? Here is my home and office, but not really in that order. Hi, I'm Dr. Hamilton. You're Gloria, right? Yeah, but I know you're scared. I promise no one is going to hurt you here. What about that man, the one from my dream? Is he here? Your dream? He attacked us. If you mean Grimm, he isn't going to hurt you. He's not like that. He could be an ass, but besides that, he's a decent person. He and Henry brought you in. You were having a seizure of some sort. I gave you something to calm you down. That's why you feel lightheaded. I feel fine, but thank you. No need. So am I okay? Am I good to go? I can't stop you from leaving, Gloria, but I prefer you stay. Why? I just don't think it's the best idea, Gloria. What's going on? Am I in danger? Not that I can see. So why can't we leave, then? I want to understand what's wrong with you. Katie, I know you mean well, but you have no idea how many times I've heard that. I understand. I'll stay for a moment, long enough to talk to Grimm. Katie turns and sees you walking up to them and pulls you aside as you arrive. That Trink should have her talking in circles right now, but she's more alert than I am. Well, that doesn't sound like a big deal. Well, maybe not. Also, did you ever mention my name to her before? We've never talked. Oh, well, that's just weird. Anyway, at least she wants to talk to you. I am not sure she'll be receptive to me, but I'll try. I like you more without the mask. I do too. Sorry if I scared you. I have a feeling I scared you more. It's why we're here and not in jail or whatever, right? More or less, but you have to know it's not safe to leave. Not yet, at least. And certainly not on your own. This is the weirdest kidnapping ever. Heh, yeah, probably is. So are you helping us now? I don't understand. From kidnapper to protector, feels like a movie. Stomach begins to growl. Do you have anything to eat? Not so much here. Any place close by? Something quiet where we won't bring attention to ourselves? There's a dive down the alley. It's shit, but nobody will see us. Nobody that cares, at least. I don't care if Shanlon Russell is broadcasting from there. I'm starving. That would be something to see. Let's go, then. If you guys are going out, I have a spare top she can wear, at least. Come on, Gloria, let's get you out of that thing. I don't want to impose. Nonsense, come on, you two wait down here. I was a little rude to you before, Katie. Sorry about that, I can tell you mean well. Already forgotten, kiddo. Come on, I think I have just a shirt. How do they do that? Gloria was always great at making friends. And Doc's Doc. And while they're gone, I'll say this once, I'm watching you. You do anything that endangers her, and this truce is over. Don't try to intimidate me, Henry. You're not going to like where it goes. Is that a threat? Yes. But in the spirit of openness, I have no intention of screwing you over. She's too important for that. If I'm going to have to break you two up again, can I at least wait till after breakfast? Sorry. You ready to go? My God, yes, I've eaten nothing but Cocoa Crunchers for the last few days. I thought those were your favorite. They are, I love them, but a girl can't live off carbs alone, Biggs. Okay, so they're headed to the alley and headed to get something to eat. It's been a crazy line of events so far. We're in chapter 4, by the way. You guys might have not caught that chapter title. It went by pretty fast. But we're in chapter 4, and there's 12 right now that exist. So, I think, no. I think there's either 11 or 12. I know that 12 is, he's working on it. But so far, I'm really into the story. I think it's really good. I don't know what the differences and choices would have made, but... It was, I mean, I wanted to keep Henry alive. I didn't have anything against Henry. So, yeah. And I didn't mess with the doc. I'm pretty sure there's some kind of scene with a doc, but I didn't want to mess with it. We just don't have time right now. Again, you can grab the game on Patreon and do it your own way, but this is how we're doing it, and definitely go ahead and check it out on Patreon and Itch. Remember, City of Broken Dreamers, and we're out for Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We'll see you next time with more City of Broken Dreamers.